Policing has become a different challenge for Syracuse police officers during the coronavirus pandemic. Shelter-in-place orders and closures of schools and businesses have resulted in reduced crime. But WAER's Chris Bolt reports the police chief has some other concerns.
Crime has dropped for three consecutive weeks in the city of Syracuse, and Police Chief Kenton Buckner says when officers do respond to calls, they're taking extra health precautions.
So we're reducing the number of calls that we respond to, and then when we do respond, we'll ask the public to step out if that's appropriate. But in some examples, we still have to make physical arrests, and when we do, we'll put on the appropriate equipment to be able to do so, and then we're also decontaminating our vehicles after a transport.
Coincidentally, the department had just started to test TeleServe and eServe, phone and online response to less serious calls, in order to free up officers for more substantive work. Buckner says while overall calls are down, there have been commercial burglaries and several shootings over the past week to investigate. But one other type of call is really bothering him.
We still feel like that we're making far too many calls for people who are illegally or ignoring the emergency order put in place by our governor, and we still are making far too many calls trying to educate awareness and suggest to people that they not congregate and gather in public.
When police respond to these illegal or unhealthy gatherings, they want to do so with awareness and education. And when officers break up a group, Buckner has them do so as hands-off as possible so as not to spread the pandemic. On a personal level, he says he's concerned about his elderly mother, but otherwise managing the isolation pretty well, with one nagging concern.
The other thing that keeps me up at night is that I don't want something to happen to one of our officers to where they test positive or they end up taking something home to their family member. Those are the things that keep me up at night.
He shared that he's gotten calls and texts from members of the public thanking officers for staying on the job. And to that end, Buckner notes very few have called in sick. They've only had to test about a dozen officers with no positive cases, though some did stay home to monitor symptoms. His advice? Keep heeding medical and government leaders' calls to stay home and beware the scams that are out there trying to exploit the crisis by tricking you out of your money or personal information. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.